walking this way when you want to get over there?
Columbus did it.
Yes, if you want to come over to my house, you can have a piece of my mother's gingerbread.
No, thanks. Sudsy's mom baked brownies today.
Is your mother a good cook, Sudsy?
I guess so.
Maybe she'll win the PTA cooking contest.
She better. Her Miss Beecroft thought it up.
My mother wanted to make it a sewing contest. She's better at sewing.
Does anybody cook at your house, Chip?
His grandfather does. Mr. O'Casey does pretty good, considering he don't know how to cook. Hey, that was my turn.
I thought you just wanted to stand around and talk to those clunky girls.
Who cares which mother's the best cook? Hey, Chip, I can snitch one of my mom's recipes and you could enter it.
Nah.
You gonna ask your grandfather?
I guess so. Somebody's gotta come up with a recipe.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Colonel.
Hey, what are you fixing?
Stuffed pork chops.
How come so many of them?
Well, I'm gonna be ready for those uninvited guests.
No, Amy's taking a course in nutrition. You know, how to give a family a balanced diet and all that.
Well, I balance this family's diet by putting 5 pounds of meat on one side and 5 pounds of potatoes on the other.
Amy says we overlook the most nutritious foods because they're so obvious we don't even think of them.
Well, you haven't overlooked anything.
Oh, I'm hungry. It's been a long session at the airbase. You realize, Bub, that the average man can actually gain weight eating nothing but grass, tree bark, and roots?
Is that so? Well, I'll remember that the next time I run short.
No. There's nothing personal about it, Hank. I mean, let's face it. One little brother's as bad as another. Look, if there's anybody who's got brother troubles, it's me. So are you interested in a trade or not? Even swap. Your little brother for mine. Well, of course I haven't talked it over with him. If we decide, then that's it. He's got nothing to say about it.
That's what you think!
Good, it's a deal. I'll pick him up tomorrow. Bye.
Gee, Chip, you're like a slave.
Who says you can go trade me off like baseball cards?
This hasn't anything to do with you.
We heard
you. You can go ahead and trade me, but that doesn't mean I have to go.
Why don't you wait and see, Chip? It might be someplace you like better.
Now, out of my kitchen, all of you.
Well, Mike...
I don't want you in my way.
I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Bob, Romy's trying to trade me.
Well, Bob, somebody else can have my pork chops. I'm going to change clothes and go over to Amy's and eat.
Now, how do you like that? I've been cooking and sweating all afternoon. Now, he'd rather eat grass and roots.
Are you, Mr. O'Casey?
Am I what?
Gonna let Robbie trade me for some other kid.
What's he talking about?
I heard him on the phone. Even swap your little brother for mine.
Want me to answer it?
Yes, go and answer it.
I wasn't talking about you.
I'm the only little brother you've got.
No. At school, they assign each older guy a freshman as a little brother. I'm training mine to Hank Ferguson.
What's wrong with the little brother they gave you?
Well, he's okay, but the one I'm getting from Hank is real sharp in math.
He's going to help you with math?
No. You see, Rangel Milford is our star fullback, but he won't be if he flunks in math. So I'm doing the coach a favor getting this kid for Rangel.
Well, when you trade him to Rangel, who do you get?
Well, naturally, I take the kid that Rangel's got, named Pettijohn. Just so happens to be Georgette Pettijohn's brother. For real, that is.
And Georgette's a living doll. Besides, it's a shortcut to getting acquainted.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Mr. Douglas said to say hello.
Hello?
I'm just trying to fix it so it's best for everybody.
Oh. And Mr. O'Casey, he said to tell you he won't be home for dinner.
Who won't?
Mr. Douglas.
Bub, if there's any of whatever it is you're cooking left, save it for me.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Hank's to finalize the trade. Be home around 8:30 or 9.
Oh, fine.
Are you going to ask Grandfather about the recipe?
I guess I'll have to. Well, do you ever write down recipes?
Write them down? What for?
Well, I mean like other kids' moms do. On those little cards.
Certainly not. I just make them up as I go along. Why, I could fly this oven by the seat of my pants.
I guess you don't really like to cook.
Listen, young fella. If I could feed these guys intravenously, I wouldn't put my foot in this kitchen again.
And I guess you wouldn't have a good recipe on a little card.
Chip, I'm a cook, not a bookkeeper. Now get out of here, both of you.
But there was something I wanted to ask you.
Well, ask me. You don't have to ask me. Yes, you can stay to dinner.
My mom already invited Chip to eat with us.
Yeah, but I'm tamale pie.
All right, then get out of here and hurry up. Yeah, why not? Well, I hope you like stuffed pork chops.
Really rough this year, Rango. I sure hope you keep up with those grades. We need you in there at fullback, boy. You know, if there was just somebody who could tutor you. Well, I mean for free, like this freshman I got from my little brother. This kid's a wizard at math. Who's your little brother? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Pettijohn kid, yeah. No, he's not too much. You know, maybe we could work out a trade, Rango, for the good of the team. Yeah? Okay. Well, you think it over. Okay, bye, Rango.
What if he thinks of that kind of deal down at the Better Business Bureau, Rob?
Well, you see, Dad, Hank wouldn't trade his little brother, but he made me a present of the kid instead. So now I've got two of them. So I'm going to trade my math wizard to Rango for the Pettijohn kid. And that way I get a chance to meet Georgette Pettijohn. Smart?
I'm not sure, Rob. I'll work on it and let you know.
Oh, Dad, I'd stay out of the kitchen if I were you. Bub's on the warpath.
Oh.
He's hiding an animal in the fishbowl.
All right. Okay, pal. I won't dunk you. I'm too soft-hearted.
Hey, Bob, we're in the finals.
What finals?
Mr. Douglas's ragu was picked as one of the three top recipes. Come on. Hey, Dad, Doreen's mom, Mrs. Hildebrandt, and our ragu came out even. And you got to cook at the PTA meeting. And tell Sudsy the name of that man who could cook so good.
Escoffier.
Oh, yeah.
Chip, would you mind slowing that down and tell it to me again? When is who cooking what where?
Thursday night. You, a ragu, PTA meeting.
Me? In front of all those people?
Sure, Dad, you can cook those clunky ladies silly.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Chip. I thought all you wanted me to do was write down the recipe. I didn't know I had to cook in front of a lot of people.
You mean you let Doreen's mother beat you without even trying?
Well, I didn't say that exactly.
It's okay, Dad. I know you're busy and don't have the time to fool around with cooking as if there's a lady in the house.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chip. You can understand why I wouldn't want to get up there and... Well, I guess if I'm in it this far, I might as well go all the way. I'll be there with my apron on.
Casey, sun smells awful. Let him eat grass.
Even for your father to be third best, very good for a man.
My dad can cook way better than your mom.
He cannot.
And so...
Cannot.
Can. I bet you he beat your mom and Mrs. Hildebrand.
What do you bet?
I just bet.
If my mother doesn't beat your dad, I'll be her slave for a year. And if she does, you'll be my slave.
Is he better, Chip?
He doesn't have to if he doesn't want to.
He's afraid to because he knows Doreen's mother's going to win.
I'm not afraid.
It's a bet, Dad.
It's a bet. Come on, Sazzy.
Here's an awful long time, Chip.
Yeah, I know.
Hello there.
How do you do?
I'm Flora McAvoy, woman's editor of the Daily Tribune. We have a 4 o'clock appointment with Mr. Douglas.
Well, come right in.
Jim Clanton, my photographer.
Well, Steve ought to be here any minute.
Delightful.
Thank you.
Are you by any chance Mr. Douglas's father?
Father-in-law. My name's O'Casey, William Francis.
While we're waiting, can I see his kitchen?
Of course.
Do you happen to know what Mr. Douglas is planning to wear for the cooking contest?
I haven't heard him say.
Mrs. Peters has chosen a perfectly darling cotton print in soft shades of yellow and aqua with a dainty ruffled apron to contrast.
Sounds kind of sweet.
Charming.
Oh, thank you.
A lobster thermidor tonight?
No, it's a sort of a pet.
Now, I want to get Mr. Douglas's viewpoint on nutritional requirements. Just how does he strike a balance between the gourmet approach and the necessity of keeping three boys strong and healthy?
Well, it's not easy, I'll tell you that.
Why don't you take a couple of shots at the kitchen, Jim?
Right.
You know, most men would have hired a cook and housekeeper. Your son-in-law is a very remarkable man, Mr. O'Casey.
Would you please step out of the picture?
Well, of course.
Now, where do you suppose he went?
Dad was kind of scared.
They didn't put in pictures of Doreen's mom and Mrs. Hildebrandt.
With them, it isn't news. Hi, Rango. Robbie Douglas. I'm offering you your choice of a math wizard or a kid whose father owns the ice cream parlor. And all I want in trade is dumb old Ernie Pettigrew. Bob? What could you possibly see in that Pettigrew? His sister? You and Georgette Pettigrew?
Hey, Robbie.
Well, that isn't fair, Rango. Well, listen, what am I going to do with two little brothers? Rango? Rango? Oh, boy. Of all the crummy backstabbing tricks.
Hey, you guys, Bub is gone.
Well, he's probably at the grocery store.
No, he left this note. He won't be home to get dinner. He says we'll have to eat out or get Dad to cook.
Dad?
How come Bob won't be here to fix dinner?
Because he's gone looking for a job again.
Well, if I'm going to be entered in the contest, I'm going to have a rehearsal. Now, next we poach the veal balls, but of course we can't poach them until we get the stock from the sweepers. But you're getting hungry, aren't you, Bert?
Sort of.
Lemon juice and paprika and stock.
Hey, Dad, should this stuff be smoking like this?
What's going to say? Oh, my gosh, the mushrooms. Well, maybe it'll be just as good without the mushrooms.
Dad, I think all of us standing around is making you kind of nervous.
Nervous? No.
The whole PTA committee will be watching you at the cook-off.
Yeah, that's right. Every time I think of it, I break out in a cold sweat.
Dad, I gotta get going. I'm supposed to be at Hank's by 7:30.
Oh, it's almost that now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll pick up a hamburger on the way.
Well, okay, Ralph. Now, let's see. What did I do with that spoon?
You dropped it in the pot.
Dad, I'd like to stay and taste your ragu, but I've got a lot of work to do at the library.
Well, I understand, Mike. This is taking just a little longer than I figured. Maybe next time, huh?
Oh, sure. Rob, you want a lift?
Well, Chip, it looks like you and I are going to have the ragu all to ourselves, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Now, let's see. What's next here? One cup of minced onions. Well, they were supposed to go in the meatballs. Well, maybe we can roll a minute. I could have forgotten how to do it, Chip. It's been a long time.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Bob.
What's going on?
You find a job?
No, not yet. What are you doing, cooking dinner?
Well, yeah.
What's that smell?
No, the mushrooms got away from me a little.
Oh.
He's practicing the ragu.
Ragu? That sounds like a dance step. I'm no good with those fancy dishes. Are you crying?
Yeah, I guess I am a little. And it's not just from the onions. I'm sorry, Chip, it's no use. I can't do it.
You mean you're giving up?
I shouldn't have started it. Why don't we just clean up these pots and pans and we'll all go out to dinner, hmm?
But the cook-off's tomorrow, Dad.
Chip, if I can mess up everything like this in our own kitchen, can you imagine what I do under pressure? We'll just have to forfeit, that's all. I won't disgrace you in public, at least.
Boy, this is worse than a disgrace. I bet Doreen you'd win. If you lose, I gotta be your slave for a whole year.
Well, that's too bad, Chip. Tell them to have a blueprint contest next year and I'll go all out.
What about this year? I'll have to leave town.
Bob, Chip didn't want to bother you with this before, but couldn't you help us out? You can see this is an emergency.
Could you, Buck, please? Honest, I pick up my clothes for 10 years.
Can you imagine Chip being Doreen's slave for a whole year?
Yeah, she'd have me doing all kinds of goofy things. Eating lunch with her, and maybe even holding her hand.
What a horrible thought.
Please, Bob.
I'm sorry, Chip, but if I did that, I'd have to cook the recipe your dad entered.
Yeah, but Bob, ragu is just another word for stew.
Stew's what you cook the best.
Stew? Well, all right. We'll show
those ladies.
All right.
My pleasure to present our three finalists, selected from over 50 entries. First, Mrs. George Hildebrand. Mrs. Hildebrand will cook her famous shrimp souffle. Mrs. Eldon Peters. Eldon Peters will prepare her ham and asparagus imperial with hollandaise sauce supreme. And finally, Mr. William Francis O'Casey, substituting for Steve Douglas. Mr. O'Casey will honor us with making oyster and mushroom ragu.
With veal balls.
Veal balls. All right, you may begin, ladies. You too, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, thanks.
We should allow this gentleman a handicap, Agnes.
I think he should have an award just for trying.
We'll see how it works out. Let's just start cooking. And may the best man win.
All right, finalists, are we ready?
I think so.
Our judges tonight are Mr. Albert Turner and Mr. Mervyn Warner. Will they please step up on the stage?
How did it turn out?
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful. Brown and crisp and raised just right.
Gosh, it does look beautiful.
Oh, no!
Well, that's too bad. Why don't you just call it a pancake and hope for the best?
We've had a little accident with our souffle, and I'm afraid our finalists are down to two. Shall we begin, judges?
Very good indeed.
I hope the judges are hungry. I hope they brought something to settle their stomachs.
A bit more, please.
What is this, a contest or a free lunch counter?
Sorry, I couldn't be there, Bob. How did we do?
How did we do? I won first prize.
First prize, huh? Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
After tonight, Bob's right up there with those other men who are great cooks.
He sure is.
I did it with a disguised Mulligan stew.
The judges really liked it, huh?
Well, if I don't know how to feed hungry guys by this time, I better get out of it.
You're not going to look for a job anymore, are you, Bob?
And let a woman in this kitchen? Not on your life.
Well, it's a very pretty prize, Bob.
I think so. But what do you do with it?
Well, you don't do anything with it, Bob. It's a trophy. You put it on a mantle or something.
Well, I got a better idea than that. Let's put the fruit in it.
Jones residence? Could I please speak to Leonard Jones?
This is his big brother at high school. Yeah, Robbie Douglas. Who's this? Dottie Sue. Dottie Sue Jones? You mean you're Leonard's sister? No kidding. Leonard never mentioned that he had a sister. No. Yeah. I'll be dropping by there to check up on him and stuff like that, you know. No, I have no interest whatsoever in Georgette Pettijohn. But, Dottie Sue, you're twice as pretty as she is. Sure. Well, I wouldn't mind.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land. Thank you.